2023. All right, I don't see any citizens online. Don't see any in the room with you.
Correct.
No. Awesome. No citizen comments then. We get the minutes for correction and approval from our last month's meeting, September 20th, 2023.
I'm good.
Good?
Yep.
Oh, good. Awesome. Perfect. Thank you. Go ahead and move on to new business item number one, which is the budget reports for September 2023, ADM 2023-38.
Yep, I didn't really have anything to report on it this month. You know, I usually go over the sales tax figures here. I haven't run an updated projection for the fiscal year yet, so hopefully by next month I will. In general, though, the numbers that are shown in the last two columns, which I think are March, and another one. Wait, no, sorry. What are they, August, July?
Yeah, July.
Thank you. July and June are higher than the previous year, but I didn't calculate the exact percentage yet. Nor did I extrapolate that to whatever we had projected, you know, for the fiscal year. So that's still forthcoming, but in general, they're in a positive direction. So nothing else seemed noteworthy, at least as far as today goes.
And we are tracking the last 12 months about 2%, so we're probably right on budget for both sales and non-home rule sales. So, you know, I don't expect another 25% year, unfortunately, like we had a couple years ago, but, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 going forward seems pretty reasonable at this point.
Excellent. And you got any questions?
Nope. Good.
Rusty?
I'm good.
Good. All right. Thanks, Bart. Thanks, Rob. All right. On to new business item number two, ADM 2023-39, our treasurer report for September of 2023.
A beginning fund balance of $24,526,776. Year-to-date revenues of $33,514,744. Year-to-date expenses of $18,062,689. For a projected ending fund balance of $39,978,831.
All right. Sweets. I have no questions. Ken, you got me?
Nope.
Rusty, you got me?
I don't have any.
Excellent. Perfect. We good putting this on consent agenda?
Sure.
I'm good with that.
We're good. All right, great. Thanks, Rob.
Sure.
All right, new business item number three, ADM 2023-40, cash statement for July of 2023.
This is an informational report. Our cash balances for all the funds and the banks are on the first page, and then our investments, which are comprised of certificates of deposit and U.S. Treasury notes, are on the second.
There, I have no questions.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Good. Very good. Again, an informational item only. Excellent. Thank you again, Rob. Mm-hmm. And on to a two-parter here, new business 4A and 4B, which is a review of invoices between $5,000 and $25,000 for September and October.
Again, this is just informational, just a review of bills between $5 and $25K for the last two city council meetings. If there's any questions, be happy to answer them.
I have none.
I don't have any questions.
None? All right. Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Rusty. And thanks again, Rob.
Welcome.
All right. New business item number five. I think Rob gets a break here. ADM 2023-42, our monthly website report for September of 23.
The website report is included in your packet. We did roll out the new website earlier this month. It went well. It went seamless. I did have our wrap-up meeting with Civic Plus this week, and it looks like we will schedule a six-month review. They will be monitoring our statistics over the next 6 months to see if we need to do anything different or if the website redesign was successful in bringing more people to our website. So I took advantage of that, and we have a meeting scheduled for 6 months, and I'll bring the report at that time.
Awesome. Yeah, I do like the look and feel and find it a little bit easier to navigate kind of personally as well.
Great.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what the group sees here too. So, but I don't have any additional questions. So thanks for the kind of insight there, Aaron.
Yep.
Rusty or Ken, you got anything?
Nope.
No, I'm good.
All right. Moving right along, new business item number six, ADM 2023-43, our fiscal year 2023 annual treasurer's report.
So this is the annual treasurer's report, pursuant to state statute. We always put it in the local paper, typically the Beacon News, at the end of October every year. It's really just a summation of all the financial activity that happened in fiscal year 2023. On the first page, you see a summary statement of operations, which shows beginning fund balance, revenues, expenditures, transfers in and out, and then ending fund balance. And then there's just all the revenues that came in for the various funds throughout the city. And then we get into payroll, lists everyone who was paid by the city in $25,000 increments. So every paragraph is a $25,000 increment, all the way up to $125,000 and above. And then on the page, or towards the back, there's a vendor disbursement. So any vendor that we paid over $2,500 throughout the year is listed individually here. And then the ones that we paid under $2,500 are kind of summarized on the very the last entry of this this report. So again, this is just informational. And once it gets approved by a council on the 24th, we will publish it in the local paper.
All right. Good there.
I'm good.
Yep. Yep. So for this one, just to clarify, sorry, does this move forward to council or is this a, it does?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, excellent. Do we anticipate there, sorry, it was listed as an informational packet. Does anybody have any questions on this one specifically, and do we think standard or consent?
Think consent, right? Comfortable with that?
Good with that?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Thanks again, Rob.
Sure.
All right, and the hot topic of the evening, new business item number seven, ADM 2023-44, our city liability and workman's compensation insurance renewals.
So all in all, the renewals came back pretty positive. We have two options before us. The first option, we saw an increase of only 2.65%. And the second option, we would have an increase of 5.8%. We budgeted for a 10% increase, so we're below regardless of which option we choose. Really, the options are identical. The only difference is the cyber policy. The 2.65% would be just taking Glatfelter's cyber insurance, and that's kind of what we're under right now. However, we do have an option this year to take a separate policy with this firm called Hiscox, but it's going to be an additional $16,600 actually. However, they do provide much better coverage if we should have some sort of cyber issue. If you look at page two of the memo, you can kind of compare the different options. Particularly the ransomware, the social engineering aggregate, you can see they're much higher. Phishing losses are much higher than what it is with Glatfelter. So, that being said, I think it's my recommendation was to take option two with the enhanced cyber insurance premium, just in case, heaven forbid, something should happen to the city, we'd have maximum protection.
And Matt had asked a question. In general, it is an industry trend to see more ransomware phishing scams, especially against municipalities, people and organizations that you can basically cripple, through just locking up a network system. We have a fairly modern, security protocol package and system. We do backups and we do social engineering training. So basically, having our employees go through and they get fake scam emails once a month or so. We track actively and then train people who click on the fake links, etc. So it is a big deal. Any ransomware or phishing attack, has the ability basically to cripple most of our services, with electronics. And so we do recommend just having additional coverage for that since it's a trending issue for municipalities of all sides.
All right, and then just to clarify too, or rather point out for the group, if you caught it here, this is the last year that Glatfelter is offering even this coverage at the nominal levels, right? And then they're gonna kind of get out of the cybersecurity market as it is. So, that being said, I'm comfortable with option two, the clarification, when I asked Bart the question, was that the staff recommendation too, or the preferred option? operating in this space and having that be kind of a fairly robust section of the company I work for, it is a need, it's in demand, and it's not going away, right? The attacks are getting heavier, and the ransomware, the phishing scams, like everything we deal with is getting more complex, and they're actually spelling a lot of the words correctly when they're sending you those phishing emails these days. So if the rest of the committee is comfortable with that, I'm totally on board with option number two. You know, given the fact we're in a new building, we've got a heightened network, and we've got a heightened IT, but we're also a target, right? You know, fairly substantially, big target. You know, not just us or ourselves, but municipalities in general, government entities in general, insurance companies like our work. It's not going away. This is going to be the standard, I think, quite honestly, probably why Glyphelter's getting out of this space in general, right? So, because it's something that small nobody's taking anymore in the not-too-distant future. So, and the deductible does go down, too. So if we had to make a claim, there's also a net savings of $2,500 on that deductible had we had to enforce the aspects of the policy, right? So, All right.
Have we ever had a situation where we've been hit?
We definitely had intrusions and people testing firewalls and stuff. Probably the worst scenario we actually did have somebody hack into an email account a few years ago, and they were basically harvesting emails. We didn't find any security risks on our end. It looked like they were taking our legit emails, forwarding them out so that they could then spoof them and send them to our vendors to then ask for payments and stuff and get them directed over there. So that is, one form of, common scam. It's not necessarily a ransomware attack against us as much as it is them just trying to commit fraud by sending people fake invoices and getting them to pay them.
Well, because you do get them from John every once in a while.
Well, sure. And those are just
I see
emails.
Him and I'm like, when he wants me to meet him for to discuss some financial, I'm like, okay, this is not true.
And I get a lot of emails, too, just from people who pretend to be employees here wanting to switch their direct deposit information.
Okay.
And I've heard of situations where that actually, people think it's really them, and they give them the direct deposit form, and then they have given them a new form, people change it in payroll, and then, the employee doesn't actually get their money, so.
Yep. Mm. And those are purely just somebody, creating their own email account legitimately, claiming they're somebody else and then just, sending. So they're not really hacking us as much as they're just sending us a fake email and trying to convince us. So.
Yeah, I don't care what option two, I guess, especially if the other ones are failing on it eventually. Next year, then we might as well switch over now.
It's not as if it's an enormous expense. I'd rather have it than not have it, so.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Great. I think we'll make a couple additional questions at our next city council meeting, so I suggest standard agenda. You guys are good with that?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Great. Okay. Perfect. So we'll place it there. Excellent. Thanks, Bart. Mm-hmm. All right. And that concludes our new business items. And we have no old business. Is there any additional business?
I don't have any.
I have nothing.
All right. No. Nor do I. Excellent. So I think if my clock is correct, we'll call the meeting to close at 6:14 Central Standard Time.
Sounds good. Okay, nice.
All right. Excellent. Have a good night. See you all soon.
Yep.